It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
1 o'clock hour on a Friday. You know that means it's a fan club Friday here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gould, Drew Nixon, Jay Binkley filling in for Cody today. We were going to have C-Dot and Rob stop by, but I don't think that's going to happen today. That's 2 weeks in a row. They are on the they suspended from this show now. They are suspended from this show. That's 2 weeks in a row. The offer was extended and denied. Turned down.
Yeah, well. I really think, briefly, back to our previous discussion, that I sound more like Bane than the text line.
The text line said it was not close. You're saying you're close?
No. I'm not saying I have it. I think I'm closer than what the people think. So, now, let me pull it up.
Okay.
Because I've got
while
some
you're pulling
audio.
That up, let me say what we're drinking today. So we got something new. I haven't had this. If you were at a Kauffman Stadium yesterday, you might have seen in left field, there's a few new signs. One of them is for Surfside. They have vodka teas, lemonades as well. Surfside vodka teas and lemonades, proud partners of the Kansas City Royals. Real brewed tea, lemonade, no carbonation, 100 calories. And I haven't tasted these.
Here's a trivia question for you. Can you name me the first major league team that actually have the beer sponsorship?
I have no idea, Bink.
Kansas City Royals.
Okay.
Really?
It was Boulevard.
There you go. There you go.
The first one.
So we're having Surfside, no bubbles, no troubles. Drew, what flavor? I got a choice between iced tea and lemonade vodka or the peach tea and vodka. These are from Stateside Vodka in, looks like Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Right, I'm excited to try these.
I've got lemonade plus and vodka.
All right, I'm going to go peach tea and vodka here.
This is really good. I do wish, I know that they say no bubbles as part of the deal. I think if it had bubbles, this would be like a 10 out of 10 for me. It'd be very
so
good.
So you want the bubbles?
I think I would want the bubbles. This is very good.
I kind of like it because it's just smooth. It's just easy.
I'm going actual beer. A beer called Engine Oil American Stout. A robust 13.6% ABV. Made at Strange Days Brewery right here in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I'm going to actually go with a beer.
Yeah. No, I'm rolling with the Stateside Vodka Surfside. Mm. You know, come summertime, spring, pool, soon to be the lake as well. This is the kind
this
of drink
great.
That I want. Yeah, this is really, really good. You enjoy your beer. I'll enjoy this, Bink.
You can go to a pool with this.
Good luck spending the day at the lake with what you're drinking.
It's 13.6%.
I can
put air in your chest.
I can be chilling at the lake with this, man. 4.5%. So you can
13.6.
Nothing too crazy. All right. People want us to bring back the original fan club music. Someone also wants you
The club music.
To do the Bane impression. They said you need to slow it down a little bit.
Oh, okay, hang on 1 second. So this is what I got.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn down the club music real quick, and then we'll go back. Then we'll go back to it.
All right.
So this is what I pulled.
It doesn't matter who we are.
It doesn't matter who we
are. What matters is our plan.
Our plan.
No one cared who I was till I put on the mask. Of course.
Of course. No one cared who I was till I put on the mask.
You said it's a little too high pitched. But it's closer than I thought.
I apologize for me being the way that I am. You know?
It's a little too high-pitched, but it's closer. I'll give you this. Closer than what I thought you were.
I think it's close. I'm not saying I am by any stretch of the imagination.
You know, my favorite is when you did the Irish accent when you were given the scores at the Open.
Are we going to do that again?
Well, you were given the scores at the Open.
Are we doing that again
for the Masters? I mean, there's no accent needed. You need a Georgia accent.
Correct.
You have a Georgia accent? Do you have a Georgia accent for the Masters leaderboard updates in a few weeks?
No.
You thought about it for a second.
I don't want to disrespect the South and the great state of Georgia. I don't want to disrespect you guys. So I'd have to hear somebody who's from Georgia really talking in their accent. Because I don't think I'd be able to do as well. But yeah, maybe we might have to bring back the Open Championship accent.
Jeez. Someone said on the Surfside peach tea and vodkas. Are they bubbles as in carbonation? That's right. Yeah. No bubbles. No carbonation or whatever with it.
Is that something that people don't like normally with drinks?
It just goes down really easy. And it does go down easy. You're just drinking. You don't really, it's got a good flavor to it. Good flavor profile. Honestly, this is the kind of thing I'd be drinking by the pool. So appreciate some of those being brought in today. And if you go out to Kauffman Stadium, you guys saw, you were able to get. Someone said, right now I have the peach tea vodka. I also have the iced tea and lemonade. Okay. But someone said they were out at Kauffman yesterday, and they were wondering if this is what we were going to have, and they wanted us to talk about them. They said, had one at the K yesterday, had no business being that good. Hard to find, though. They were selling like crazy. Eventually wound up stalking a guy, pushing a cart of drink refills to grab and go. So these were very popular, I guess, out of Kauffman.
Do you think they're going to have them tonight? Do you think they're going to have them? At
Hollywood?
At Hollywood?
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea.
I'll tell you what, if they're there, I might have to divert off of the cider and go to this.
We will have plenty of drinking options. If you're wondering what Drew's talking about, again, you probably heard us tonight.
Come join us.
Hollywood Casino, 6 o'clock, Royals Roundtable.
And there will be beer.
There will be. Vern is moderating the Q&A. He will be talking to Michael Massey and Kyle Isbell. Plus, there's a meet and greet with the players afterwards. Plus, everybody from 96.5 The Fan going to be hanging out. And the plan is, after the roundtable, to sit around and watch some Sweet 16 action. I know I'm planning on going to the sports book right after.
Shocker.
I know. Stunning. We might have to get in some cracks.
Breaking news.
Mac, we were talking to Mac, of course, from the morning show. And I don't think he's either he has played craps or he wasn't sure. So
I think he said he hasn't. He's more of a blackjack guy.
So I think he wants to learn how to play craps. So I think some of us are going to maybe work in some craps a little bit later on.
Why'd you be the big winner?
First on craps?
Yeah, that's what happened.
You've had some bad luck recently with craps gold.
Bad luck. Well, in Vegas, yeah.
In particular.
Bad luck. In Vegas. Cody and I, when we played craps in Vegas, did not go well for us, Pink.
Really?
At a casino that has since been torn down.
Didn't Drew win that when you guys had an hour or whatever?
That was the roulette wheel.
Where were we? Golden Nugget. What? That one wasn't at Circa.
That was Gold.
What's that?
That was the D, wasn't it? Or no?
You're right. Well, the contest we did was at the Golden Nugget initially. Initially, and then we went to the D.
I think it was the place on Fremont. I think that I don't think it was at the D that I got the
Golden Nugget.
It was Golden Nugget. I won the Taylor Swift.
Pink, you should have seen Drew on Fremont Street. You should have seen. We were having dinner. We were having dinner at a restaurant overlooking Fremont. And you've been to Fremont before.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody listening has been to Fremont, you know exactly what I'm about to say. We're having dinner overlooking Fremont Street. We're sitting there, and you know they have different like street performers. People try to earn a good living, you know? And we're sitting there having dinner, and Drew goes, guys, look. We're like, what? He's like, that woman, she doesn't have a top on. She's got pasties.
I was stunned.
Like, yeah, man, it's Fremont Street. It was like one of the ones dressed up as a nun.
Any of you guys get a hooker?
I was like, excuse me?
No, did not do that, Pink.
I was just asking.
No.
It's illegal in Clark County.
Yeah, not necessary. Thank you very much. Don't need to do that.
Just asking. desk,
we
Drew.
Were we were busy, Bank. We had...
Don't tell me there's not hookers there.
Well, of course there are. Of course. Okay. Of course there are. But that was not...
Workers.
That was not needed. Thank you.
Workers.
Hoping to go back out to Vegas in August. We'll see. Our friends out at Circa. Maybe that'll
How many times will that be in the year?
Then? Well, it's been a year now. It's like last... The year 2020,
duh, right.
The
yeah,
year 2024, yeah, the year 2024,
what
we were out. I was out in Vegas four times. I have not been yet.
Fremont home with the dollar hot dogs and
yeah. Text line says Drew sounds like he's already drunk. I know he had three sips. He had three sips of this Surfside stuff, and he's I don't know. Text line thinks that two people.
Somebody
they said you should have your drinking contest. Please drink responsibly.
I keep on seeing this text message, and I think. Was it you, Bank, that? I don't think it was Bank. Somebody asked me this when I walked into the building this morning. Are you going to drink? Are you going to go? Or no, it was Dusty. He goes, are you going to have your drink off with Cody? I was like, probably not. Probably not.
Did you guys at least go to a strip bar?
We did not go this last two trips, no.
But the time before you did?
No. Cody never paid off the bet because he technically paid off the bet. We had a whole deal. We made a deal.
Oh, yeah.
This whole thing.
But you guys didn't go to one.
Drew has never been.
Drew's never been to a strip bar?
No.
Oh, my God.
Tim and Cody. Well, Cody finally went.
Oh, let's go. You're married even. It's usually a bachelor party type thing.
I don't, but.
Let's go, bro.
I don't need.
Let's go. Hey, you shot a Roman candle for the first time when I was here.
I did.
You drank a beer for the first time when I was here. You slammed a beer.
If there's anybody that can convince Drew
we're
to do
go
this,
see strippers.
It's definitely Bink. Bink has a way to convince people to do things.
Put your Burrow jersey on.
I'm not going to the strip club.
You ain't tipping, you're slipping, boy.
I'm not,
Bink
I'm
wanted
not
to
going.
Make, Bink wanted to make a deal with you earlier. Bink wanted to make a deal with you. He said, if you win anything above $100 tonight at the casino, that you'll take that money and go with him to the strip club.
Yeah.
I'm not planning on...
That means you would have won money.
I'm not planning on playing any games tonight.
That means you've
actually.
Never had a lap dance.
Oh, no. I've definitely had a lap dance. Just not at a... I've had a lap dance from somebody who I am interested in.
Whoa!
Please.
Where did this,
please.
This went an interesting direction.
Yeah.
It's like, you ever been to strip bar? No.
I get what I need.
I don't know if I've ever heard anybody respond to, have you ever got a lap dance?
I get what
not
I need.
Not from a stripper. Like, wait, what?
I get
like
what
a
I
target?
Need. I get.
Oh, good.
I don't play. Need to go to a strip club to get what I need.
Wow.
Or what anybody else does.
What
wow.
do you, what do you, Drew, what do you need?
The confidential information. I'm not going to tell
you. You just outed your wife right there.
No.
Every
no.
time we see your wife, now we're thinking in the back of our mind.
No, that's you that thinks in the back
like
of your
Motley
mind.
Like Motley Crue rocking and.
That's yeah. you that thinks that, Bink. Jeez.
That's one, Drew.
Goodness. Someone from the 314. Chew it and do it.
Let's go.
Jeez.
Drew. Of course he's had lab dances. What am I thinking?
Come on now.
Come on now, son.
You act like you don't know me.
Someone says who gets lap dances from people they're interested in? Psycho stuff.
Yeah.
Someone says that was classic take, Drew.
Go get you classic. A stripper.
Lap dance yeah. not from a stripper, you dog. Someone says.
Let's go get Drew some strippers.
Oh man. Someone says if you like Twin Peaks, Drew. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Drew at the strip bar would probably bring a lot of people. It probably would bring a lot of people.
Why would I
yeah,
bring people?
Why do you
people?
Think that?
Why would I do that?
It's fun to see Drew go in there.
I mean, if he brought his wife, that automatically brings people. If you bring a wife or girlfriend with you to the strip club, automatically you're going to get more attention.
I think by himself, I think Drew going to the strip bar would be fun.
The text line is right. Pleasure.
It's Fan Club Friday, as you guys can tell. Welcome in. Hope you're having a good Friday. Hope we see you at
this
Hollywood Casino
this
tonight.
This has been way too much about me. All right, we need to divert the conversation.
This is what happens. We had guests that were potentially scheduled to show up. They didn't show
point.
Up for 2 weeks in a row. So
it's a good point.
You know, it's just the three of us. We're having a good time on a Friday. We're having some of these Surfside cocktails. Really good, by the way. I am going to try the iced tea and lemonade flavor here in a second.
How many more flavors do they have other than just the three?
What's that? That's a great question. Peach tea and vodka, iced tea and lemonade.
I've got the lemonade and vodka.
There was another flavor that I did not grab. I thought I was going to grab for Bink. He's drinking a beer. He wanted the 12% beer. 14%. 13.6. Yeah.
Don't spill your drinks.
That one wasn't open, Bink.
Three of our drinks would not equal the amount of the percentage of yours.
Bink. Nope.
Did you see this offer?
I'm drinking engine oil.
Did you see this offer that you have on the table?
I don't.
You see the offer? The text line's trying to help. Someone says, Drew, they would pay. And the tab is on them if you go with them.
I appreciate your generosity. We're not going.
What if we were in Vegas? Drew? What if we were in Vegas? Would you go?
No.
Okay.
If there were one that I would ever consider walking into,
okay.
It would be what's the one in Atlanta?
Ooh, Magic City?
Because you just want the wings.
The Gold Club, right?
No, Magic City.
The wings,
Magic
man.
City? He just wants the wings. Oh. He just wants the wings.
I'm trying to be like Lou Williams.
Go to Mons
Venus. Get in there and get the wings.
Tampa. Actually, Orange Blossom Trail in Orlando. Famous for the strip bars. Crazy Horse 2, Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Jeez. Let me go. Take me to Magic City. If I'm in Atlanta and we are in front of Magic City, there is a 20% chance I walk in as opposed to a 0% chance.
Yeah, I was at the Central Florida pole dancing competition.
What?
You think you've told me this before? You were a judge or no?
No, I was just a spectator.
Pole dance? You paid money? You paid money?
You know what's coming to the Olympics, right? Pole dancing?
No, it's not.
Look it up.
No,
Google it. Google it.
Bank. No.
You're going to make it an exhibition sport. I'm not kidding you.
No way.
It's going to be an Olympic sport.
What country is the favorite in that event?
I don't know.
I mean, is the U.S. doing well in that category?
We'd probably...
It says pole dancers are eyeing games participation.
Yeah, pole dancers eyeing games participation.
Pole dancing feels it soon could be their turn. It's not even approved.
I know, but it's on the topic. It's a discussion at this point.
All right.
It's actually a very good skill. It takes a lot of athleticism.
Truly, what country do you think would be good at this?
Brazil.
Why?
You ever been to Florida?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
What?
Why, Bink?
Brazil?
Okay, what other countries?
America?
Uh-huh.
Mm. We get good strip clubs, right?
Fair.
I've never been to strip clubs in Germany or those places. I don't know. Just going by what I know.
So you say you've been to Brazil?
No, I haven't been to
Brazil.
I guess
the Netherlands might be pretty good, too. That's pretty good. Is that where Amsterdam is?
Yeah.
Might be good.
I don't know.
Might be pretty
Houston's
good.
Houston's got a few.
All right. We'll talk a little baseball.
Windsor, Ontario,
talk
right
a little baseball
Detroit.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
Drew's like, please talk baseball. Please, guys.
In the back of
please
my head.
Talk yeah, guys, baseball, yeah. Please.
Let's go ahead.
Opening day. It's one game. That's all I'll say. It's one game. Am I worried about the outfield? Yeah. I was worried about the outfield 3 weeks ago, too, though. You know what I mean? Am I worried about the offense from left and right field? Yeah, but I was worried about that before. I didn't eat yesterday to tell me that I was worried about that. What I will not be is worried about Cole Reagans or Jonathan India going 0 for 5. Bobby Wood Jr. striking out 3 times. He only did it twice all of last season. Yeah, that stuff I'm not going to be worried about. The outfield stuff, like, we're all in the same boat there. We all recognize the potential issue there with Melendez and Renfro. Hell, they tried to go out and fix it.
They did the best they could. But not good enough. But it's fine. 1-2 last year. They started actually 0-2 last year. Then they were 1-3. Mm-hmm. It happens. You trust this team will be better. And let's face it. With the extra wild card and everything else, the 3 rounds, more teams get into the postseason with 12. So your chances of getting there are better than none. And you look at the Royals. That's what you do. You compare the Royals to these other teams. Seattle actually started playing very well at the end. Kind of chasing to get that because the Royals finished one game above them in the playoffs last year. But you look at these teams and thought, all right, who's really got the stomach to kind of make it to the postseason. But the Royals are right there. They're one of the favorites to be in the postseason. It's such a marathon. You're going to see teams go on 5-game losing streak, 6-game. Even the great teams are going to go lose their share of games. It just happens.
It's hard for me to think. I understand that, you know, obviously things didn't go the way that we wanted to yesterday, but it's hard to, I don't, as much as I try to be like, yeah, this is really annoying, but it's hard to not remind yourself that it's March 28th. You know, there's just, based on how things have started the last couple seasons, and I know that expectations are higher, it's just really difficult to even be any sort of frustrated. Like, you can be frustrated, but actually,
oh, I think you
genuinely could have annoyed and mad after yesterday. I guess
I think yesterday could have like stung a little bit because of how
like
it played
it's a bummer
out.
Is what it is. Yeah. It's a bummer.
Should you be like it's over and freaking out, I think that's a bit much. But I think it's more fair to be like upset with yesterday's result. And, you know, and certainly it stung a little bit, especially when you see, you know, the base running errors, that like that stuff that should not be happening in the major leagues, period.
A lack of awareness.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, it's the reason why everybody's like, that's little league stuff. Right?
White Sox beat the Angels 8-1. You think the White Sox are worth a damn? No.
The White Sox are good to go now. They're going to win the division because they won one game. Yeah.
I think I saw their over 500 feel bad for about? The first time since 2023.
You know who I feel terrible for?
Braves lost to the Padres. They suck.
Yeah. I feel terrible for a former Royal. So you mentioned the White Sox. The White Sox won yesterday against the Angels. And in that game, the Angels had a position player pitch. Last year, we know how bad the White Sox were, right? Won 40 or 41 games. And on that team was Nicky Lopez, former Royal, right? So guess where he's playing this year? The Angels. So he leaves the terrible White Sox. He goes to the Angels. And in his first game with the Angels, he has to pitch as a position player That's against tough. The White Sox, and the White Sox beat his team. That's who I actually feel bad for about yesterday.
Yeah, but those checks cash.
Well, that's what you tell yourself when you're in the moment, but you'd like to win.
But these guys don't get to this level without that desire to win and the competitiveness, right? Like, of course, it's very easy for you and I to sit here and be like, well, hey, the check still,
Nicky Lopez,
the check still cashes. Of course it does. Yeah. Whether, you know, but we know that's not how these guys got to this level. Now, I'm not going to be naive and think, are there some players that are happy just to cash the check? Of course, it happens eventually in sports at some time in somebody's career for certain players. But that's not the makeup of 90% of these guys, 99% of these guys. They got to this level because they're competitors and they want to actually win. It doesn't hurt. The check's not bad. I'm with you.
No.
But
and you're Nicky Lopez.
Yeah. Someone says their whole friend group, this is from the text line, their whole friend group in the tent sent the "Oh no, we suck again" gif from Waterboy. Joking, of course, but it was funny. That was the reaction from all of us. Yeah. I as I said it a couple times today, I think
that's the major league.
The normal first two or three game, like, hey, we're gonna lose some fans kind of thing. That shouldn't be the same feeling this go around. This team was in the playoffs last year. It's a very similar roster. If they end up losing this weekend series, they don't get a win tomorrow or a win on, or wins on Saturday and Sunday, or they go 0-3. Nobody wants that, but we should not be acting like Monday night against Milwaukee is like the season on the line. You know, that's all I'm saying.
How good did you feel when Vinny hit that 3-run shot?
Oh, felt great.
He got a lead.
For a guy with a bad hamstring, he looked great yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain things to be real positive about.
Hunter Renfroe, MJ Melendez. Yeah, like the concerns are valid. They were there last year, and they were there in spring training. And, you know, it's just the only question I will ask back to you is, if Melendez went 3-for-5 and Renfroe went 4-for-5, would you guys be saying everything's good with them and you'd have no concerns? Of course not. So that's my only that's my only thing. I'm not saying they're not valid. It's just the freak out I don't get because if Cole Reagans would have had 9 innings of shutout baseball. Look, he almost, you know, he put up numbers good enough to, and Lugo did, to be in the Cy Young conversation. But you get my point. It's like, Vinny's not hitting 162 home runs because he hit one yesterday. And Jonathan India is not going hitless all season just because he was 0-for-5.
I just think if you told people that you have two pitchers in your rotation, they were in the top four of the Cy Young the year before. Because last year was kind of unknown. So, you know, how good is Reagan's going to be? What's going to happen? Okay, Seth Lugo being a starter. Well, how's he going to be being a starter? But now you have this, and you've got an MVP candidate that finished second last year in the MVP. This team made the postseason. You got to be in a great mood.
I saw a meme yesterday. Somebody put up a picture of like somebody just like essentially talking to themselves in the mirror. It was like, I will not let 162 baseball games determine how I feel every single day. And I feel like we already got past there. We're one game in, and it's somebody texted, I didn't listen to post game because I knew fans would be whining, complaining. I think that
look, that's some of the fun with it.
But
though,
they did.
I get it, but it's hard. If you nitpick every single little thing in a game, then you're going to convince yourself that even if the Royals go 91-71, that, well, they didn't do good enough. They should have won 100 games. Right. They're not going to be able to win a playoff series. And yeah,
look at last year. You know, they obviously got into the postseason finally for the first time since 2015. And nobody was saying they weren't flawed, but it's like at some point, now this is early in the year, but for that point, it was like, hey, just enjoy the ride, enjoy the moment. This year, the bar has been raised, but sure, it's game one. So the fun of baseball is that like today they have an off day, but typically it's like, hey, you lose one day and the next day you can forget about it. That's what sucks about having the Friday off day after opening day is like, you do have to wait till Saturday to get back on track. And for sure. That's what's crazy. If the Royals were to win both games this weekend, all of a sudden it makes it even sillier. But that's the nature of the sport. We all know that, right?
Now, if we're sitting at their five games below 500 in June, problem, sure. Obviously, or even May.
Different conversations. Yeah, and totally. I know we're all excited for Cags. Trust me.
Didn't he always say wait till June 1st?
Yeah. Like, I know we're all excited for Caglione.
Nobody more than Dusty.
Should be. What he did in spring training was awfully impressive. Looks as advertised. His time will come. Maybe later on this season. But the guy hasn't even played in Double A this year yet. And he hasn't played right field yet. He's not coming up in the next month. Just like we can stop talking about.
Sounds like it'd be a good road trip. You want to watch him play?
Well, we
remember when you guys
are in early talks about doing something.
Oh, really?
We did the Bobby Wood Jr. road trip a couple years ago.
I remember
that was before it was here. Yeah. We went down to Fayetteville with a group of listeners. We watched Bobby.
Yeah.
We had the shirts, and that turned out to be great. We have talked about doing something for Cags as well. To be determined on that, but we're taking away. There's a possible date in mind. We're working on some stuff for that. Some listeners.
I definitely want to do that.
It'd be a good trip, man.
Yeah.
Although I think it may not be to Arkansas. There's a road venue that might be closer.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. So yeah. we might be doing that.
What you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Better get there early. Better start soon.
Yeah, that's why if we do the road trip, it will be in May, not waiting till June, because he might be in AAA by June. Yeah, depending. But like, he also asked, as much as it is about the performance from Renfroe and Melendez in the outfield here, and hopefully guys stay healthy. He being Caglione has to hit two of them. I think he will, but like he has to hit
and learn
in Double A and learn some right field. If you want to be on the big league club, it's going to have to be figuring out the outfield. A lot of things have to happen. Starters for him before we even talk about how guys are performing.
He
in the
comes business. Up and hits some 470 foot bombs. You're like, I don't care if you.
But if we're being real, I think we all recognize the leash on guys like Renfroe and Melendez are not long.
Nope.
But for them, that also means you have to have somebody that's able to and has earned the playing time as well. Like as much as you're down on two guys in the outfield right now, the person that replaces them, like the fun and shine wears off pretty quick if that guy doesn't hit too. So then you're back. So there's got to be somebody to replace them. And you're like, well, then why did they do it in the offseason? We've talked about it. They tried. And like, I get it. Like trying's not good enough for a lot. I understand. But they were in on Santander and other guys. They recognize the potential issues in the outfield. Maybe it's going to have to be something we wait for until the trade deadline. The hope is some of these guys just figure it out. Or, yeah, Caglione eventually is a piece. But
you guys see this text from the 0-6?
No.
If Sherman had put in some effort, then we replaced Renfroe with Juan Soto.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd also like Juan Soto and Aaron Judge in my lineup too.
He better go get that Wolf to help him out. Some banks.
Yeah, I would also like
Blake Snell.
I would have liked to have traded for Garrett Crochet allegedly. And signed Juan Soto and seen if we couldn't have stolen away Shohei Ohtani. I would have, trust me, I would have liked all of it. Yeah.
Yep.
Up next.
They tried.
We'll get to what's trending. We'll keep on sipping on some of these Surfside cocktails. Binkle continue to have his engine oil over there as well. And I want to get back into the NFL. Quarterbacks that are under the pressure for 2025. I think we all disagree, it sounds like, on some of these QBs, which will make it fun.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com. And apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
Fun. That's next. Back here on Cody and Gold, it's a Fan Club Friday. Jay Binkley filling in for Cody today. Good to have Bink with me. Alex Gold, Drew Nixon with you. Heading into the weekend. Hope to see you guys again tonight. Hollywood Casino, Royals Roundtable. Josh Vernier moderating that with Kyle Isbell and Michael Massey. A little meet and greet afterwards, get some photos with the guys, plus the entire 96.5 The Fan crew, or at least I think a majority of the 96, I shouldn't say it's a majority of the 96.5 crew going to be there this evening. And we'll be hanging out in the sports book a little bit after. It's Fan Club Friday. We're sipping on a couple different things today. Surfside Vodka Teas and Lemonades, proud partners of the Kansas City Royals. Hadn't had these before. I saw them out at Kauffman, so I said, let's have these today. Let's have these today. Real brewed tea and lemonade, no carbonation, 100 calories. Tastes delicious. I was talking to Rob about it during the break as well. Like, it doesn't feel like you're drinking alcohol, so it's a great drink by the pool. Like, it's just a nice, smooth drink. So if you go out to Kauffman, be sure to check that out. I want to talk a little bit about some quarterbacks in the NFL in a second, but I guess ESPN now has a new series for the Chiefs.
More docuseries
coming out. So this is going to be later on in the summer. ESPN just announced that ESPN, Disney Plus, and Skydance Sports, a new original series on the Chiefs. Now, this is not for this upcoming year. This was from this past season. It was filmed over the course of the 2024 season, unprecedented access into the players' lives on and off the field, detailing the Chiefs' journey as the club completed a franchise record 15-win regular season and, of course, on their way to another Super Bowl appearance. So I don't know if it says, yeah, the press release does not say an exact date, but this will be out later on this year. So I'm guessing this will be before the start. Like, nobody's going to want to watch the 2024 thing in October. So my guess is this is coming out before August.
I'm surprised they did it.
Why? They probably thought the Chiefs were going to three-peat, so they were hoping for the three-peat.
They don't mind the in-house stuff, you know, but Andy Reid's not wild about, you know, doing the TV shows and whatnot. He's just not wild about it. But, yeah, they've done it before, but usually it's okay with his blessing. Mm-hmm. Or if, like, Peyton Manning wants to do something with his production company, it's because it's Peyton Manning.
Sure.
And they'll allow it. But he typically, you know, they don't typically like the cameras rolling around. Like, Hard Knocks.
No, I hear
stuff,
you.
They don't.
Yeah, I hear you. They must have, again, they probably have some editorial control on this or whatever, but it's another.
Because their in-house is very good. The
very, season very good.
The franchise is very good.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. So, something to keep an eye out if you are a Chiefs fan wanting some more access of the 2024 season.
Explore the franchise's storied history.
Mm-hmm. Did they interview you, Bink?
No.
They didn't talk to you for this?
No.
I figured they did.
It
feels like a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I think they screwed up. They should have talked to you. Got the lowdown. Why you liked one quarterback over the other in the draft in 2017.
Made the difference. It changed the whole complexion.
It did. That's right.
First ever article. On
so here
our
you
new,
have this fascination with the arm length of offensive tackles, and you just ripped for 3 minutes, 5 minutes on offensive linemen.
Do what now? What'd you say?
You riffed. You know,
when did I do that?
No, he's saying you would. They would tell you.
Never mind.
Bang, bang, bang.
Never mind.
I'm not pulling your lingo.
No, he was saying that they would ask you about offensive linemen, and you would talk.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Talk about the short arm.
Let's talk a little bit about quarterbacks in the league right now. So CBS Sports put out the five quarterbacks they believe are under the most pressure to win a Super Bowl this upcoming season. Now, I want to take the Super Bowl out of it in a second because I think there's another name I want to throw in if we're not saying it's pressure to win a Super Bowl. But they list Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, and Joe Burrow. I agree with all of them but Jared Goff on this list. I think absolutely Josh Allen should be at the top of the list. Lamar, Burrow, Dak, I guess he's in Dallas, right? I mean, that automatically brings pressure, even though it's the ownership doesn't, you know, put them in a great position typically to succeed. But I would agree with them. I mean, Josh Allen, of course, get to a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl. Lamar, couple MVPs now, couple AFC title games, get to a Super Bowl, win one. Joe Burrow, he's been to one, but he hasn't been in the playoffs the last couple of years. So until he gets his, that is always going to be something that follows all three of those quarterbacks. Jared Goff, maybe it's not fair to him. I don't put him in the same category, so I don't expect him to go win a Super Bowl. I expect at some point that Burrow and Jackson and Allen get there.
Yeah, I think those are the young guns people are looking at. Who can be the next one to step in there with Mahomes? Kind of that era, the same little era of Mahomes. I think they want to see who's going to be that guy. And Jackson, of course, with the two MVPs, three times first team All-Pro. The guy's done it, but he hadn't done it in the postseason. He's only won three postseason games, and that hampers him. And Justin Herbert, I think it's funny. I think he should be on here because I think eventually the pressure's got to get
Herbert,
on.
Really?
The guy that every year is counted on, because they do it, the pundits will always pick the Chargers. They love picking the Chargers the last couple of years, and they do it because of Justin Herbert and their belief in how good Justin Herbert is. I can't tell you how many times I've heard.
But not for a Super Bowl, though, right?
If you took away the ring thing, rings.
He hasn't even won a playoff game.
Right, exactly. but that's the point.
He gets more run, I think, anybody in history that it's never even won a playoff game, and he gets the kind of run that he does, has been Justin Herbert.
I'm with you. Justin Herbert, he's at the point now where physical tools are not, and he definitely has them. He has to go out there and win big games. I'm totally with you. But the article is about pressure to win a Super Bowl. Justin Herbert's not under pressure to win a Super Bowl. The guy's under pressure to win a playoff game at this point in time. You know what I mean? I if we take away the Super Bowl qualifier, then maybe so. Heck, if we take away the Super Bowl qualifier, the way people nationally are talking about Patrick Mahomes, I would argue he should be on the list. Not to win one, but just in general pressure. When you're Mahomes, you always have pressure. But the way the Super Bowl went and the way people are starting to talk about the Chiefs outside of KC, like, oh, well, the dynasty's over. What happened to Mahomes and all this? I think there's pressure for him to go back and basically kind of give a middle finger to everybody again. That's where I'm at. But not to win a Super Bowl. Like, if Mahomes has three rings already, there's no pressure. Oh, my gosh, if he doesn't win a ring next year, look out. But that exists for these other guys. I don't think Herbert's in that category because the expectation for him is just so different. He's not in the category of any of the quarterbacks we've mentioned anymore.
What do you guys think about Jordan Love? I think he's on the precipice of being, because he's made it to almost an NFC, or did he make it to an NFC?
He kind of has that run that Justin Herbert had early on.
No.
They lost to the Niners in the divisional round, or was it the NFC title game?
Two years ago, you're talking about?
Yes.
Well, the Niners beat the Lions. Remember, the Niners beat the Lions 2 years ago, and then the Niners played the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Niners beat the Packers in that divisional round then. Because I remember, because the Packers had the game, they were winning, and then kind of blew it at the end, a similar way that the Lions did.
I think that's
if
right.
I remember right.
I don't know where you put
Jordan Love on the list. If he's there with Herbert, where we're getting into, they've paid Jordan Love, we're 2 or 3 years into him starting. I think we're getting into maybe Herbert pressure territory, I guess, because I think there's some pressure on Brock Purdy as well.
I just think there's a lot of quarterbacks,
well, especially
that,
if he gets
get
paid
pressure and don't deserve it. Jalen Hurts, you got to take him out of that club now. He's been to the Super Bowl twice and won one. He's got to be taken out of that category now.
Agreed.
But I put Herbert because every year people have the high expectations on Herbert, and you'll hear it again this year. You'll hear the Chargers got everything they need. You got Jim Harbaugh now, Justin Herbert in his arm. You'll hear him talking about him, and people will pick the Chargers. They already have picked the Chargers to win the AFC West because of Justin Herbert. I think he's always going to be riding high in people's mind. But obviously, Lamar and Josh and Joe, if they don't, that's a huge disappointment. Then you have a guy like Mahomes that's been the AFC title game every single year. He's been a starter and or the Super Bowl. No one in the history of the game has been able to say that. And Mahomes has racked up 17 playoff wins.
I'm not so sure.
Only second to Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that this isn't going to happen. But if they go their entire careers and no one out of Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, or Josh Allen win a Super Bowl, I'm convinced one of them is winning at least. And I think we've talked to him at two out of the three. But if they go 0-3 between the three of them, then that's one of the most disappointing things in sports, I think, in general, that we've ever seen in terms of the anticipation and all of the hype around those three. If they were to never win a Super Bowl between the three of them, that would be crazy.
Somebody's got to. Who would you guys put your bank on?
To win one?
Who's going to be the next quarterback to win one?
Between Burrow, Allen,
you take any quarterback in the NFL. Take Hurts out of the equation.
Oh, I can't use him either? Okay.
So take Mahomes in.
I think Jared Goff's in your top five.
Okay.
The NFC has still the easier path to getting to the Super Bowl, right? Versus all, like, Allen and Burrow, of course, have to beat Mahomes, or they're going to have to beat Allen as well. And or, you know, depending on the guy we're talking about, Lamar has to beat one of those other guys on top of it. That's what makes it tricky. Who, over the next 5 years, who do I think has the rings in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, who's the next?
The next 5 years, Mahomes will get another one. After that, the other four left, I think at least three of them come from the NFC side. And the question is the other two, right? So... Or the other one, I'm sorry.
Text line says Bo Nix.
No.
I don't know.
His ceiling is too low. I'm sorry. That's why I said if you're a Broncos fan, you're excited because you have a quarterback. But if you're a Chiefs fan, you say, okay, at least their franchise quarterback's not a Josh Allen or a Burrow or a Jackson. Like, going to be a very good quarterback in the league for a while. He's not a threat. That's just my personal belief on Bo Nix. You did not... Jaden Daniels didn't land in your division, you know, that has a high ceiling. So, that's my answer, by the way. Jaden Daniels. Not next year. I mean, the Commanders not winning the Super Bowl next year, but.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, you already know. If it's out of those three, you know who I'm
picking. Drew thinks Burrow's winning three
Josh
of them.
Allen.
No.
Hasn't made the playoffs in 2 years. He thinks he's winning one.
I think they can get one of them.
With no defense, same receivers.
It's going to. You guys. Same
group. No defense.
Triple crown winning receiver.
The same as what I've told everybody else here at the station or in general. We will talk in a month and a few days' time after the draft is done.
Uh-huh.
Talk to me then. Because I'll be darned if they draft wide receiver in the first round or running back, then we're going to have a problem. I'm going to be on the fence of they're not winning anything.
It really comes down to November or December. Are they in position to be a real threat? Not about May, because they can draft on paper a defensive guy, but that guy has to perform.
This is the thing, though, Gold. If they draft, at least they're trying to help the defense out.
Okay.
Again, in free agency, everybody's like, well, they're not doing anything. They're just bringing back some of the same guys. If they don't draft any defense like that, defensive help, then we got a problem in May. But forget about November. I mean, it's going to be a problem.
Why'd they pay
right
T.
away?
Higgins? Give that money to Trey Hendrickson.
They might be able to pay Trey Hendrickson as well here coming up.
They're probably going to pay him, too.
Like nobody said they would. They're going to be able to do that. I do think, though, that...
Remember when Hendrickson was wanting to retire, wasn't it, the year before? Didn't he say that?
He threatened to retire.
Was it him threatening to retire? Not this year, but the year before.
Yes, it
wasn't Hubbard. It was him, right?
Correct.
No, Hubbard, 29 years old, I think.
Yeah. He's done.
He said, I'm out of Cincy. Screw this place.
He's done, man.
The Cincinnati... He's from Cincinnati. Relax. The Cincinnati kid, as Mike Tirico called him.
Even more reason to stay playing.
Yeah, surprising. He quit on his hometown team. Really surprising.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you guys are... I do think, though, in terms of the... I know that this upcoming draft isn't the same as what it was previously, but in a way, we kind of thought maybe there's some question marks around this past year's draft before we saw Jaden Daniels go out and do his thing. But if you were to say... Like, Jaden Daniels, I think, is the obvious answer. Caleb Williams is probably yes as well, but are we going to see one of... How many of the four of Shador, Cam Ward, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams do we see the most success out of here in the next, 5 years? I think Jaden Daniels is the obvious answer, yes, and Caleb Williams is probably second, but we see them?
No, I don't see any Super Bowl. I don't see any Super Bowls from any of them except for Jaden.
You don't think Caleb Williams, even with all the stuff the Bears are doing?
No.
Do you think they get to one?
No.
Look, I'm still a believer that eventually Caleb Williams will be close to what we thought he was out of the draft. But do I think that they're going to compete for a Super Bowl this year? No. I mean, I was looking at offshore odds, win totals are out for teams. The Bears over-under is 8.5. Bears, Cards, Chargers, Cowboys, Dolphins, Seahawks, Steelers, Vikings, all over-under 8.5 wins. Out of that group, who are you most confident to say gets over 8.5 wins? Before the draft, I understand.
Can you say the list again?
Yeah, Bears, Cardinals, Chargers, Cowboys, Dolphins, Seahawks, Steelers, Vikings. How many of those teams would you actually say can win over 8 games in 2025?
Three.
Chargers.
My issue with the Steelers, I can't bet it right now. Right now, Mason Rudolph's the quarterback.
Yeah, no. Vikings, we don't know how good McCarthy is. Yeah. If he's even going
to
be the guy.
I think Kevin O'Connell can get him to 9, though. I'd take an
over. I agree.
I think the Bears are going to get to 9. I don't think they're much better than that, but I'd go Bears, Vikings, Chargers would be the teams. And if Rodgers is with the Steelers, I'd gladly take the 8.5.
Oh, 100%.
I might be crazy. I'm going to say Cardinals. I'm going to throw the Cardinals in
really?
There.
Really?
You know, I was debating between Seahawks and Cardinals. Ooh. I think Kyler Murray is better than Sam Darnold, and it's simple as that.
You got Marv.
But yeah, Bears, Chargers, and Vikings. What about this? Okay, so we'll go up a couple spots. 10.5 wins, over, ooh, under. This is the category of teams in 10.5 offshore. Bengals, Commanders, Lions, Niners. Are you taking the over on any of those teams?
Commanders, I would say.
See, I'm worried that they fall back to a 10-win team, schedule-wise.
Lions, for sure.
49ers, taking the under. Taking the under on the Niners.
Lions have a second-place schedule, right? Because the Vikings won the division?
No, Lions won the division.
Okay.
Remember
that's
Lions?
Why they went on the road.
I'll go under on the Niners at 10.5 right now, 100%. Without seeing the draft.
Who did they
don't have anybody
I'd go over see. On the Lions. I think they still win 11.
I'm going low.
Commanders, I'm going under. I think they fall back to 10. Bengals.
That's tough, man. 10.5, it sounds like too much.
Part of me leans over, but.
You know what the Bengals need? They need a receiver that leads the league in yards and catches.
I'm leaning over, too.
Like that's what they need. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
They need a receiver like that.
I'm leaning over just because of the schedule. And I know that it's so dumb to look at the schedule now, but.
All right. What about there's one team that has a win total at 7 and two teams that have a win total over under 7.5. Over under 7.5, Falcons and Patriots.
Ooh.
Falcons. Michael Penix, Patriots, Drake May. He's now got Stephon Diggs, new head coach. Mike Vrabel's a good enough coach. I think he can get the Patriots to 8 wins.
Yes, I 100% agree. And that's a team that spent a lot of money, but it didn't always translate. Don't forget the Carolina Panthers spent more money in free agency last year and how that turned out. Actually, 7 out of the last 10 years, the top 3 teams in spending haven't made the postseason. But Vrabel is a good coach, and I like the direction he's going. They've started stockpiling that team up with talent. I like some of the moves they made in free agency.
I think Falcons can get
the Falcons eight. Were should have been
that
there last year. The Falcons were going to be there last
I think
year.
That's
and
the
weren't.
Reason why
division
I'm saying
stinks,
over.
But man, and then Jacksonville is just 7, so you could actually push with them over under 7 with Jacksonville. Brand new head coach. You know, we've got Trevor Lawrence trying to figure out, you know, a brand new coaching staff and how that's going to pan out. No, that's Liam Cohen.
Duval.
I want to say
under.
Or I'm going to say 7. I think. Well,
you can't. You got to go over or under.
I think it's either they either win exactly 7 or I would say under. I'll go under.
Under.
They have too many question marks. Like they don't even know if Trevor Etienne is the guy for them, and he's their starting running back. I know they got Tank Bigsby too, but
I know Brian Thomas is good.
Duval.
But,
yeah, Brian Thomas is a stud.
Mm-hmm. He's a stud.
5.5. Here's another one. Since we're going through a couple of them, 5.5. Giants, Jets, Raiders, Saints, Titans. Over under 5.5 wins next year. Giants, Jets, Raiders, Saints, Titans. Giants right now have Russell Wilson as their quarterback. The Jets have Justin Fields. The Raiders have, of course, Geno Smith. The Saints have Derek Carr again. The Titans don't have anybody other than Will Levis.
The Raiders are going over that.
I think the Raiders would be the only team
in the group. Pete Carroll can get them to 6 or 7 wins.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
I think the Jets actually get to 6. I really do.
The Giants
Who is their
won't.
Quarterback again?
Justin Fields. 6 wins, though.
The Giants are a hot mess. Brian Daboll will be fired before the season's over.
I mean, there's a good chance.
That quarterback room is fun.
If you're wondering, the highest win total teams over under 11.5, Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, Ravens. Chiefs won 15 last year. I don't think they're doing that again, but can they get to 12 under Andy Reid?
Andy Reid averages 12. At least about 12 a year.
What are the Browns?
They're the worst. 4.5. Over under 4.5 wins. Do they draft Sanders? Do they just roll with what's his name?
If they draft a
Kenny Pickett.
If they draft a quarterback, I would say over. If they don't, I think under. I think it's as simple as that, actually. Yeah. It might be.
What if they trade for Dak?
You see that?
Huh?
Yeah, did you see that report? There's a report out of Cleveland.
I think they're going over 4.5 for sure if they get Dak.
There's a report out of Cleveland that they might be talking. Here, we have time. Yeah, we have time.
Yeah,
let me play this. This is a real report. This is from Bruce Drennan. from Big Play Cleveland. He hosts an online. She's covered the Browns for a long time. This is not some random online guy, but here, let me play it.
I got a pretty darn good source within the Browns organization. Couple. I heard since our last show.
So dramatic.
Part of the reason Miles Garrett was so willing to sign this extension for contract. Yeah, money, money, money. The Browns are negotiating as we speak with the Dallas Cowboys for a trade for Dak Prescott. And Garrett got all giddy about it. Why, I don't know. We're not going anywhere with Prescott, even if they pull it off. Newsom's part of it. And draft picks.
They wouldn't have anybody. What the heck?
That's a real thing. It's a real thing out of Cleveland.
Yeah. I don't see Dallas doing that.
No. I don't think Dak Prescott will be the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what would they have to give up?
He said Newsom.
Hang on.
He said Newsom and what's up? Hang on, what?
I think I know.
Okay.
The reason this does happen is if Jerry knows he could get Shador. Because if they give up number two, I think Jerry being the showman, the business guy that he is, if he knows that Shador could put that star on the side of his helmet, I think if he knew he could get two overall, I think he would do the deal.
I'll say from the NFL and why it's king drama. Could you on draft night or right before draft day? If that trade, I don't think it's happening either. Don't worry, Big. But if that, you have to admit, that would be one of the craziest trades we've seen in NFL history.
Deion, all of a sudden, hang on.
Text line is correct. Dak has a no trade clause. That's the other reason why this is very, very unlikely. Why would Dak want to go to Cleveland? Why? Why is Dak Prescott accepting a trade to Cleveland? It's not happening. You know what I mean? Pauses in there. We're going to start doing that now when we have news on our show. I mean, my goodness.
Within the Browns organization. Couple. I heard since our last show.
It takes too long. It takes too long for me to get to
that. That's insane. That's insane.
Get to the point, man. Get to the point.
Are we sure that Dak would say no?
I would think so. Tell me why you would want to go to Cleveland.
Because the defense is built to win, I think.
Who's he throwing the ball to?
Hang on. Well, he has Jerry Jeudy again.
Who's he throwing the ball to?
Again. He has Jerry Jeudy. He has David Njoku. They would have to draft wide receiver, and then draft a running back again. But they have a defense that's built to win right now. Cedric Tillman had a really good game against the Bengals, actually. But are we sure that he actually says no, though? Are we sure?
Am I sure? No, I would be shocked.
If it were the Giants, or if it were...
they're not trading in division.
Correct.
If it were
the Titans, or if it were the... I don't know. I don't know if he says yes, but I don't know if he says no to the Browns. I don't know.
Final 180 of the show on Cody and Gold, brought to you by 180 Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Results every week, and then receive free support for life online at awaken180weightloss.com. Did you finish it?
No, not yet. I will.
Engine oil over there.
Engine oil, 13.6%. I give this a CDOT. CDOT's been drinking beer. Those beer segments,
he might be out there tonight.
He's been good at it.
Hope to see you guys out at Hollywood Casino.
IPAs now.
Royals Roundtable. Vern will be hosting that with Michael Massey, Kyle Isbell, plus a meet and greet afterwards. And I don't know about you guys. We're watching some Sweet 16 basketball as well. Hope you guys have a terrific weekend. Bink, thanks for filling in, man.
Thanks, guys.
Cody will be back with us on Monday. We'll talk to you then. The Drive with C-Dot and Rob coming up next.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that?
I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.